Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbas is of Kuf Samach Tess, and we're starting about the fifth line with the words Amar Mar. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Abbas, Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishamah should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude with a Braisa. A man comes bezin claiming that he lost his star, and Edom confirmed that they indeed wrote and signed and gave such a star to him. So there's no fear that he's lying about the thing that happened that was written in the star. It really did happen. The question is, are we going to write a new star for him? So if it's a loan, we do not write a new one, because maybe the fellow's lying and didn't really lose it. And even if he did lose it, maybe he's going to find it later. And in both these scenarios, he's going to end up collecting double because he has two shtaris. However, if it was a shtar mekach, that for example, Reuven, this guy, bought property from Shimon, then we will write a new shtar for him because there's no foul play suspected. Again, as we said, Edom confirmed that he did buy this property from Shimon. But there is one change made. We don't write achrayas into the shtar, which means, for example, if Shimon owes Levi money, Levi is Shimon's bal chayv, and he goes to Reuven and takes that property away for his chayv, Reuven can't go back to Shimon to get reimbursed. And now we're going to explain this. Amar Meir, we had said in the Braisa, chutz mechaz shabai, we're not going to write achrayas into this new shtar. And the question is, my time, why is this? Rav Zafri explains, Visha ain't kasu shnei shtar sel sada achas. We can't have two titles, two deeds written about the same field. What's the problem? Dom azal bal chayv, taraf le lahai. Maybe a bal chayv is going to come and take it away from this guy. So we're going to use the names Levi and Reuven. Levi, who's Shimon's bal chayv, is going to take this field away from Reuven. Va'azal hayu mapik chad. And this guy, Reuven, is going to take out one of his shtaris, one of his deeds that he owns this field, v'taraf lekuchas, and he's going to go to lekuchas. He's going to go to people who brought properties from Shimon and take those properties away from him, because again, he has a shtar that has a chrayas, so he's able to get reimbursed, and then he's going to pull a shtick. He's going to go to the Baal Chayv, meaning he's going to go back to Levi, and he's going to say, listen here, shufli, the Ekumba, be quiet for me so I could be established in it, meaning he's basically telling Levi, the guy who just took the property away from him, give me the property back, be quiet, don't say anything, let me stay here for a couple of years until people forget about the fact that you took the property away, then come back and take the property away from me again, because remember, Shimon owes you money, and I'm the guy that has Shimon's property, so now you could take the property away again. And umafek achrina, then he's going to take out his other deed, his other shtar that he has, that this is his field, v'hadar azul tarf l'kuchas achrini, and then he's going to go to other l'kuchas, other people that bought property from Shimon, and that means he's going to end up collecting double if he has two shtaris attesting to the fact that he bought this field and that he has a chrayas on it. Therefore, if we're going to write another shtar for him due to the fact that he claims that he lost his original one, this new shtar does not have a chrayas in it, so he's never going to be able to pull off this trick. Has to hold on one second. How is this possible? V'kimi the Qurani l'shtar the malve. Once the shtar the malve was torn up, but my hadar tarif law. How is he going to come back and collect again? When Levi comes to Reuven the first time saying, look, I lent money to Shimon and he's not paying me back, so I get to take your property away, he has to produce his loan document, give that over, and it's going to get torn up and he's not going to be able to collect again. So this whole shtick is not going to work in the first place. If you want to say that we don't tear up the shtar, that can't be, because we know for sure that we do tear it up. Now before we continue, let's just explain how things work. A guy comes to Beis Din to collect a chayv and the loiva doesn't come or he doesn't want to pay. So what does Beis Din do? They tear up the shtar halva, then they write something called a shtar tirfa, which basically allows the malva to go look for property that the loiva owns. Once he finds that property, he shows the shtar tirfa to Beis Din. It could be the same Beis Din, it could be a different Beis Din. Then they tear up the shtar tirfa and they write a different shtar called a shtar adrachta, which allows him to physically go and take the field that he found. Then they evaluate how much of the property he's allowed to take. They tear up the shtar adrachta and they write a brand new shtar called a shtar shuma, which literally means a shtar evaluation. Now he's able to finally settle in this field that he took away. As the Gemara is saying, that it can't be that they didn't tear up the shtar halva, because Amar Rav Nachman says, "Kol tirfa deloy kasiv bay, any shtar tirfa that doesn't have the following written in it, karani l'shtar d'malve, that we tore up the shtar of the malve, lav tirfahu, it's not a valid tirfa, and he can't use it to collect property. And v'chol drachta deloy kasiv bay karani l'tirfa, any shtar drachta that doesn't have written in it, we tore up the shtar tirfa, lav drachtahu, it's not a valid drachta. And v'chol shuma deloy kasiv bay karani l'drachta, any shtar shuma that doesn't have written in it, that we tore up the shtar drachta, lav shuma hi, that's not a valid shuma either." So again, back to our question, how is it possible that Reuven, this guy with two shtaris on a field, is able to pull off a shtick? And remember, the key part of that whole shtick is that Levi collects the property from him twice. That simply can't be, because once Levi collected it the first time, we're going to tear up Levi's shtar alva, and he's never going to be able to collect a second time. So Gemara answers, that he's coming mikach his father. We're actually not referring to where Levi was a bal chayv and he was owed money by Shimon, and that's why he went to Reuven to take the property away. It's totally different. Levi comes to Reuven with Edom, saying, this is my father's property. Shimon was never allowed to sell to you because it was never his. And that's the reason why he took it away the first time. And it's in this situation that we're afraid that if Reuven has two shtaris, he's going to pull shtick by saying, look, Levi, give it back to me. Let me be here for a couple more years. Then come back with new Edom that it's your father's property. I'll give it back to you again. And I'll be able to collect from other lekuchas and we'll split those profits. And the reason why this works better is because when a person's claiming that a property belonged to his father, he doesn't have to bring a shtar. He just has to bring Edom. And that's not a problem. He can bring Edom once, twice, a third time, however many times he wants. wants. And again, in order to prevent that, Rav Safra tells us no writing two shtarais on one property. However, Amalei Rav Chaim Adifti Ravina, Rav Chaim Adifti asks Ravina, why is it that we have to have such an elaborate shtick? Why is it that Ruvain has to tell the Baal Chayv Levi, Shofli Bahai Ara, be quiet for me in this land, meaning give the land back to me, Vekamba, let me be established in it, and they'll come back later and take it away again? Typically, why don't we just say that the issue of a person having two shtaris on one field is the following: Dekivin Denaket Shei Shtare, since he has two shtaris, Tarif, Ahadar Tarif, he's going to take property away from Lukuchas, and then he's going to go to other Lukuchas and take property away, and this is going to happen at the very same time. Meaning, instead of being chashish for this whole shtick that takes a couple years to pull off, why don't we just say that once Levi takes his property away from Ruvain, since Ruvain has two shtaris, he's going to go to Lukuchas today and take property due to the fact that property was taken away from him, and then tomorrow he'll go to other Lukuchas with his other shtar and take property away. Why is that not a fear? And the answer is Imkain, because if that's so, Nefisha Alei Baladinin, there's going to be many Baladinin, many litigants against him, because he's coming to Bezin so often with multiple people trying to take property away from them, and someone's going to catch on to his shtick, so this is not something that we're afraid of. It's only if the shtick takes a very long amount of time, where the original Baal Chayv, Levi, gives him back the property to let him sit there for a couple years, everyone's going to forget about the whole situation, and then he takes it away again. That's the thing that we're really afraid of. But the market is asking on this, why not write this guy a proper shtar? Remember, Reuven walked into Bezdin claiming that he lost his shtar, that he bought a property from Shimon. So instead of writing him a shtar that doesn't have a chrayas in it, write him a proper shtar that has a chrayas. That's what it means, shtar ma'alya. But then, write a shiver, a receipt for the meicher, and it should say as follows, call shtar diyipkun al arada, any shtar that comes out against this property, psulin, their pasul, labarmin diyipuk pasman da, except for one that comes out that has this date written in it. And therefore, even if Reuven has two shtaras attesting to the fact that he owns this field, and both of them have a chrayas in it, that's not a problem. The only valid one is the one that has today's date written in it, not the date of the original shtar. Why not do that? And on this, Amru Rabbanu Kamidra of Papa, the Rabban says in front of Papa, Va'amri Law Kamidra Vashi, some say they said in front of Vashi, the Zois Ameris, this tells us, meaning from the fact that we do not write this receipt for him, this clearly shows us that in Kaisvin Shaver, we do not write a receipt for a person. This is subject of Machoikes of the next Mishnah, whether or not we're going to write a receipt. And so it seems we have a clear psak over here that we're not going to write a receipt. However, Kufsam Chtesman based on top, Amr Lui told them that no, Ba'alma Kaisvin Shaver, it could really be that we will write a person a receipt. Vahacha Hanu Taima, over here, the reason why we're not going to write a receipt for the seller is because we still have our original issue. Is the Dilma Azul Baal Chayv, maybe the Baal Chayv Levi is going to come along, Vitarf Mine de Lekach, he's going to take this property away from Lekach, from Ruvain, Va'azul Ihu Vitarf Lekuchais, and then Ruvain is going to go and take away from Lekuchais, Vishaiver Gaba Lekuchais Leka, and the Lekuchais don't have a Shaiver. Other people who purchase property from Shimon, they don't have a receipt stating that only one of Ruvain's documents is okay, not the other one. So Ruvain could take out whichever document he wants against the Lekuchais, and they're not protected from any dishonesty of his. As the Gemara, that's not an issue. Saif, at the end of the day, Lekuchais Lava Mari da Ara Hadri, won't the Lekuchais go back to the original master of the land? These are the Lekuchais who had bought property from Shimon. They're going to go to Shimon when Reuven tries to take the property away from them, and then Reuven's dishonesty is going to be revealed. So just because they don't have a Shaiver, that's not an issue. They'll still be protected from his dishonesty. However, answers the Gemara, the Hachiv Achi, in the meantime, meaning this amount of time it takes for these Lekuchais to go back to the original owner of the property, Shimon, and try to sort out what's happening over here, Shamat V'achol Peri, Reuven is going to be taking payers from their property, and it's going to be very difficult to get those back. Inami, alternatively, we could say, Lekech Shaloi Bachrayas, we could be referring to Lekuchais that bought without Achrayas. So they're not going to be able to go back to the Mari Da'ara. They're not going to be able to go back to Shimon and take property from him and discover there's an issue going on because they bought their property, Shaloi Bachrayas. Ask the Mari Yachi, if that's so, meaning if writing a Shaiver is not going to protect Lekuchais from dishonesty, Shtar Halva Anami, even with the Shtar Halva, we should have this issue. In the case of a borrower and a lender, and part of the loan was paid back, according to the Tzad, the Shaiver is given to the Leive to prove that he paid part of it, that still is not going to help anyone because the Malve might be dishonest and go to Lekuchais, go to people who bought property from the Leive and take properties away from them, and they're going to be none the wiser because they don't know that the Leive has a receipt that he already paid some of it. So we shouldn't allow a Shaiver to be written in the case of Alva either. So Gwaran says, no, we actually don't suspect for that because Hashom over there, to Zuze Masik, where money is owed, Amri, the Lekuchais are going to say, Paisei Baal Chayv Bezuze, maybe the Baal Chayv was Mephiasim with money, and therefore they're not going to be so quick to give up their properties. They're going to make sure the Leive did not pay back before they give up their properties they purchased from the Leive to the Malve in repayment for the loan. Whereas Hach over here, the Aramasik, when the land itself is owed, because remember in our case we're discussing the land was taken away, so land is owed for that. Made Yadi, everyone knows, the Mad Masik Ara, Bezuzalem Fayez, that a person who's owed land is not able to be paid off with money, and therefore when someone comes to take their land away from them, they're not going to question that because it makes sense. Land was taken away from him, and he's coming to collect land from them. That's why we're only going to run into this issue when we're discussing land and not when we're discussing regular halva with money. Now we continue discussing the Braisa. Amar Mar, we had said in the Braisa, Chotz Merchayas Shabai, that this new deed, this new document is being written for Reuven, except for the Achrayas. And the question is, Zvinon. How is it written? What exactly is written in the shtar that everyone's going to know that there's no achrayas, that if his property is taken away from him, he can't go and collect from the one who sold it to him? So Rav Nachman says, "Because v'yachi, this is what's written. Shtar denan deloy lemikvi bay. This shtar is not to be collected with loy meshabdi loy mnechayri, not from nechas meshubadim or from nechas mnechayrim. El rather kiyechi to take him arab yad loykach is just simply to establish this land in the hands of loykach, and that's what's written in the shtar. So it's very clear that there's no achrayas in the shtar. Now on this, Rav Nachman says, Zos Ameris, it seems to be that this tells us achrayas toh sofer who, that achrayas is toh sofer. This is a concept that comes up throughout Shas, that let's say we have a shtar in front of us that does not have achrayas. It doesn't have the insurance policy written into it. Do we say that there's achrayas on the shtar or no? And the lashon of achrayas toh sofer means that yes, every single shtar really has achrayas built into it. And even though those words aren't written in it, still, that's just toh sofer. That's a mistake that the sofer made, but nonetheless, there is achrayas in the shtar. And how do we see this? Because taima, the cause of lehachi, the only reason why this particular shtar that we're discussing does not have achrayas is because we wrote very clearly it doesn't have achrayas. But it's mashma, holikos lehachi, that if this wasn't written in it, if this line clearly stating that there's no achrayas in the shtar wasn't written, then gavi, he would be able to collect. Mashma, that even though there's nothing about achrayas written in the shtar, there still is achrayas in it, again, because achrayas toh sofer. However, Rashi Amar Rashi says that's not a raya. Achrayas love toh sofer who. Achrayas is not necessarily toh sofer. If there's no achrayas written in the shtar, that doesn't mean we attribute the mistake to the sofer, and there really is. Umay chutz mechrayas shabai. So what do we mean over here? Chutz mechrayas shabai. How do we see in the shtar that there's no achrayas? The likes of achrayas. It means that there isn't any line of achrayas written in it, and therefore there's no achrayas in the shtar. Wait, sorry about this. He, it's a diava le zuzi lahai gavra. There was a woman that gave money to a person, lemizman la ara, to buy property for her. Azul zavan la shaloi bachrayas. He bought a piece of property, but it didn't have achrayas in it, which means if it got taken away by a balchay, she would lose it completely. And as the commander of Nachman, she came to Rav Nachman, Amr Leir, Rav Nachman told the person, the woman could basically tell you, I sent you to do something good for me, not to do something bad against me. And buying property without a chrayas is no good. And therefore, zil zavn mine shaloi bachrayas, therefore go buy the property without a chrayas, which is basically what the guy did. Vahadar zavn niyala beachrayas, but then you have to sell it to her with a chrayas, and you take responsibility for the fact if it gets taken away. Now we're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain this brayso that we had started out today with. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.